Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Founder Story. Today, we have Temple Melville, who is a blockchain and crypto lecturer, which I'm very excited because Temple, crypto has been like the buzz. I just came from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland about 2 weeks ago. And I have to say, crypto was like all the buzz. I got to meet the CEO of Coinbase and hear what he had to say. And it was very interesting. So I'm excited because you are the CEO of Scott Coin Project, CIC. And I want to dive in first to understand what is this project and why are you involved?
Hi, Daniel. Well, it's nice to talk to you today. And thank you very much for that. The reason I'm involved is I got involved originally because I knew a bit about the blockchain. And that was because I studied mathematics at university a very long time ago. As you can tell, I'm a very old person. And when the Satoshi Nakamoto came up with the white paper that he produced, a peer-to-peer cashless system, I actually understood a bit about what it was about. And I realized that blockchain was, and Bitcoin, which was the result of that, was something special and different and new. And potentially world-changing. And I always like to tell this story because it shows what a putz I am. I actually bought Bitcoin originally when it was about $50. And it got to $500. And I knew, absolutely knew, it would never go any higher. And I sold them. And I've done that a few times since. So there you go. However, anyway, back to Scott Coin. Scott Coin started officially in 2013. It was on its own blockchain, which had a lot of problems, in fact. And the person who started it all decided to get out in late 2015, early 2016. And myself and my partners bought it out at that point. And we've been working since then to A, give it a purpose, obviously, and B, to make the token valuable and worthwhile and everything else you can think of. So that's really it. That's been our journey, if you like, to make it all work. And we are, as you know, just sort of fast approaching our listing, and we're looking forward to that very much. It will help us enormously in our mission.
I'd like to understand, but you don't have to answer this question, how many Bitcoins do you have when they were $50? What I've noticed with crypto is that it's very, very inclusive, wanting, and it's very community driven. And I don't think there's any other financial product or anything in finance that I've seen in my time that really is geared towards this ethos or, having this mentality or mindset. And it's really like become a culture, which I find very fascinating.
I think the point about crypto and the community is an interesting one, because the whole reason for the blockchain and Bitcoin and other tokens is there is nobody between you and the person you're dealing with. Everywhere else in the world, there is somebody who's a middleman. You know, if it's Visa, if it's MasterCard, if it's your bank, if it's whatever it might be. The point is, there is no community. It's just a straightforward transaction with somebody who is taking some of your money for one reason or another. But Bitcoin and blockchain and other crypto is quite different. It's all kind of, as you say, community driven, and that's a great thing.
What do you say to people who are maybe over the age of 40, 50? I think there's a lot of older people who are very interested in it. I think they might be scared. They might not really understand it. I mean, I think we can be real that it's not like the easiest thing to understand when you try to know everything about blockchain and everything, right? What do you say to those people who are like hesitant, but I'm sure Scott Coin Project and other projects can be really beneficial for them?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to say is, I have no idea how a phone works, but I can make a phone call, no problem. And the same thing really applies with crypto. You don't necessarily need to know everything about it. It's good to know a little bit, of course. And once you have that, it's very, very simple. We have our own ScotScan app, which is, the best way for many people to get involved, because it hasn't got lots of smart, horrible numbers like 0x55777-4321. It's got your name, so you could be Daniel at Scott. I'm Tomelko at Scott, so it's very easy to actually transfer backwards and forwards. And there's no cost, it's free, and it's instantaneous. So that makes a big difference. It's a big draw for quite a lot of people. And I think the other thing, too, is that people realize that, if you go back to the Victorian era, lots of people did a great deal of work with charity and helping people, which was very much needed, of course. And we're in the same position today. There's lots of work that needs to be done for lots of people. So what is blockchain? So I'll tell you. So I'm indebted to somebody who is much smarter than me who said this. But basically, he said, you're a man and a woman. And you tell the woman you love her, and a couple of weeks later you decide you don't anymore. So you just say, no, I don't love you anymore, and that's it. Then the next time you meet up somebody you quite like, you've got a friend with you, and you say to the woman, oh, I love you, and he sees that you've said I love you, and so on. So if you want to tell the woman I don't love you anymore, you've got to persuade the friend he didn't see that happening. Now, if you're involved in blockchain, you're with a woman again in a room with hundreds and hundreds of people who all see you saying, I love you. And that's blockchain, because it's very difficult to then change the name, the minds of all those people that they didn't see you say it. And of course, that's what blockchain does. It makes it sure. And it's a great thing.
I've never heard that analogy before, but I really like how you said that. And I mean, who doesn't like the transparency of blockchain and, all the things that we can maybe fix or solve that have been something issues in the past, like sending and receiving money with no, middleman. So when it comes to ethics in crypto, I find this a really interesting topic. And I was just hearing some people chatting about this at a really high level, and I thought it was very fascinating. So I'd love to get your opinion. Like, what is ethical crypto, or how do you define it?
Well, our view on why we call ourselves an ethical crypto is we try to do good. And I know various companies have said that in the past, but in a sense, we've got a slightly easier job, because what we are trying to do is to help people who are in need. So in the very simplest thing, we work mostly with clothes, food and accommodation. Now, I'll give you an example of how we work with clothes. As you know, clothing manufacturers are forever burning clothes and throwing them away and doing all sorts of things with them, which are not good for the planet or for anything else, frankly. And we go along and we talk to them, and we do this on a regular basis, and say, okay, what are you trying to get rid of? What are you going to have to burn next week, or whatever it is? And we then buy those clothes from them using ScottCoin. Now, we then deliver those clothes to a charity that works with homeless, and they deliver them to people who really need something to wear. And what's in it for the people who make the clothes? Well, the answer is, the first point is, they don't have to pay for burning the clothes. And that's a big plus point for a start. And it's got all sorts of good things that happen. It means you're not ruining the planet as well. But the other thing is that they tend, and not all of them, but they tend to then use ScottCoin within a closed community loop as far as they're concerned. And this comes back to what you were saying about community. So if you think of the 10th cup of coffee that's free, the people with the clothes, what they do is, you buy a t-shirt, you get 100 ScottCoin, you buy another t-shirt, you get another 100 ScottCoin, and you build it up. And when you've got whatever it might be, 1,000 ScottCoin, you get a free t-shirt. And that's a really nice closed loop that works very well. And it's It's a closed loop which works very well for everyone. So that's really what being ethical means. It means doing something good for other people.
Thank you, Temple, for sharing that. And I think we're going to start to see a lot more people with this. I love the ethical crypto, how you can use it to help the planet, help people solve problems, you know, among humanity is incredible. I'm wondering if back Satoshi, did they know that, you know, this would be how it would be used someday. When you're lecturing about crypto, what is the sentiment among, you know, multiple different generations, or even just Scott Coin in general? Like, what's the sentiment that you're seeing so far among different generations?
Well, it's very interesting you saying that. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a few years now, and I used to start my lectures by saying, everybody put their hand up who's heard of Bitcoin, and most of the people did. And then I would say, how many people have heard of blockchain? And only about half that number of people did. They had no idea where it came from. And that was quite good because it gave me a good opening to start and talk about blockchain. But the point is now I say, I don't start with that because everybody knows what it's about. I say, who here owns crypto? And generally, about half the people who are at the lectures put their hands up and say, yes, they do. And the other interesting thing about that is they own them for such diverse reasons. And, you know, it's not all about just making money. It's about other things. And of course, the great thing about crypto is, or two of the great things about crypto is, one is it's, you know, once you send it, that's it. You can't get it back. Or you can only get it back if the other person sends it back. But also you can target it. So for example, and we've done this quite recently, actually, we were doing a well in Nigeria. We didn't want anybody to, to take some money out of it or anything like that. And we used crypto to send it direct to the people who were digging the well or drilling the well. And that's a huge step forward. It really is. And the other thing too, is it gets there instantly. And if you're trying to send money to Nigeria, it can take weeks, but if we do it with a crypto, it's there, bang, you know, no problem at all. So that's how we go along with things. And people do appreciate that. They appreciate the difference between what's called TradFi, in other words, fiat currencies, and crypto. And that's something that a lot of people appreciate.
It's super fascinating. I mean, the ability to, like you said, cross-border sending payments is something I've used. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, it's a Saturday, it won't send, or a Sunday, it needs to wait till Monday. You know, all the rules that I find to be a little bit ridiculous in 2025.
Don't have to do any of that.
Exactly. Can you speak on the tokenomics of Scott Coin?
Yeah, sure. We started out, we've been on a particular journey which has encompassed various different tokens, all called Scott Coin, for a variety of reasons. And the one that we're on at the moment is an ERC-20 token, which is much better than being on, the Bitcoin blockchain, which is very expensive in terms of energy and all the rest of it. We're on the Ethereum network. And that's great. Our current token that we're just about to launch onto the exchange is very tightly controlled. The object of the exercise is not to have people trying to sell it, willy-nilly and crashing the price. We have a business plan which is in place that needs funded, and we need to have our tokens available to us for a long period of time. And we estimate that we'll have them available for more than 100 years. So that means I'll be dead long before that, obviously. But it does mean that there will be people still handling and helping people long after we're all gone. And I really like that. In terms of vesting, we're going to be vesting over a period of...
Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online, secure, and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7, 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
2 years in total, and we think that's fair and about right.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you know, people are living longer. Maybe you lived up to 200 years old. And then you can see the Scott Coin Project, CIC, flourish into something even more. This has been great. And I enjoy, you know, how this is like a legacy. You know, I can tell this is, you know, the mission is bigger than just yourself. It's not just about making money and the ability to help people. And I'm just so fascinated with how blockchain, crypto, all these things can better our lives and the lives of the people around us. And everything you're doing, Scott Coin Project, CIC, sounds amazing. If people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, they want to be a part of this so they can carry it on for the next 80 years, how can they do so?
I always like to get out there. We as the people who operate Scott Coin and so on, and the Scott Coin Project, we've never taken any pay. We've never taken director's fees. We've never taken expenses. It's entirely self-funded. From that point of view, you know, we're very much pleased with how it's worked and how it's gone. We appreciate very much that we can make things work.
Amazing, Temple. Thank you so much for the want and desire to make a better place even when you're gone. And thank you for joining us today on Founder Story.
It's been a pleasure, Daniel. Thank you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.